I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now. I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now. He's from Central DuPage Hospital. Call Dr. Moose right now.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. Good morning, Doc.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Oh, it's a little tuckered. How about you? First day back from a vacation, even a long weekend. When did I leave? Wednesday?
Wednesday. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, that first day back's a little rough.
Yeah, you know, you kind of get out of that waking up at 3 in the morning.
You know what I did last night, though, which is smart, and I don't do smart things very often. I didn't take the last flight back. Took the second to last flight back. So you got back a little earlier.
Yep.
Yeah. But then I had to stay up. I mean, Doc, you know, I had to stay up and watch The Time. Those are my boys, The Time and Bruno Mars. So I didn't go to bed till 10:30 anyway. So maybe I'm an idiot.
That backfired, yeah.
How are you doing?
I think it was Duke and Daly who won the Pro-Am, by the way.
Duke and Daly. Who's Duke?
Ken Duke.
Oh, and John Daly.
Yep.
Wasn't there a celebrity?
No, Carson Daly. You just said it.
Oh, Carson Daly. I thought you said John Daly.
No.
He is a good golfer. Carson Daly.
Ken Duke shoots 6 under par, and if I'm not mistaken, the team shoots 32 under par. So Carson Daly, 25 under par for his side of the ball.
So he's a cheater.
I didn't say that.
What was his handicap? Did they mention it?
I don't know. I just watched the end of it.
I would say a lack of discernible talent would be right up there. But he's a really nice guy. You ever watch his late show?
Carson Daly's?
I get dizzy because the camera's kind of jumping around.
Cameras go all over, and they do these like artsy angled shots where they're not focused on his face, and you see like a profile thing that looks like a mistake. And then he usually has a musician on, which is like from a bar down the street on, you know, on Melrose. I don't know. It's very
playing
weird.
Playing a banjo.
So, hey, Doc, let's talk about the flu after Mary does traffic. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Dr. Kevin Most rejoins us now. What did you do this weekend?
I was down to Raleigh, played a little golf as well, so I took the late flight home, though.
I was I was at Disney with a one-year-old.
Oof.
Well, she's 13 months old. Well, no, oof, she's great.
No, that would have been awesome. Are you kidding?
This kid, Ross and Lauren's daughter, obviously, Abigail. This kid, for the entire weekend, you know, her entire routine is turned upside down. Not a single meltdown the entire weekend.
Oh, she had to be smiling and laughing the whole time.
So, well, I mean, she's just a great kid.
What a good kid. Waving, pointing.
Yeah, the other kids not so much.
No.
All right, so let's talk the flu. Now, when we started off this flu conversation back in the fall before we all got flu shots from Dr. Most, you were concerned at that time that maybe this would be a really difficult flu season. Is it working out that way?
Yeah, it is. You know, we couldn't predict when it was going to hit, but it has certainly hit hard across the entire country, too. Not just Illinois, but Illinois has been hit very hard here in the past, oh, probably 10, 14 days, still ramping up. So I think estimates are we'll probably peak next week, maybe the week after. But, yeah, it's hit us very hard this year.
And is it because the crapshoot that is figuring out which strain to make the most vaccine for was missed, or is there another reason?
Well, there could be another reason, but because it's interesting, the crapshoot guess, like you like to call it, versus the science technique that I like to call it.
Yeah, crapshoot.
Actually, they predicted very well this year, and actually the two of the strains that are hitting right now were actually in the vaccine this year. So if you got vaccinated, it's great. That being said, some interesting studies came out last month that show us that we might need to rethink the timing of our vaccine. So,
timing meaning maybe earlier or maybe later?
Yeah, you know, maybe later. So actually, if you remember, we talked, the big thing that came out in the fall was, hey, seniors, make sure you get your shots early in the morning because of your cortisol levels and response rates. So about 5 years ago, there was a big outbreak in Europe, and they said, wow, Europe is much better at vaccinating than we are. And they had this big outbreak, and they said, wow, why did so many people get influenza when we had so many people vaccinated? And what they did is they took blood from people and they tested antibodies, and what they showed was, boy, if we vaccinate too early, by the time a late flu season comes, we don't have protection.
Because it runs its course?
Exactly. We've always felt that, you know, you get one in the fall, you're going to be good until the spring. And what they're showing right now, and especially here in the United States where, you know, there's the flu season is almost like Christmas, you know, the sales start in July. Mm-hmm. So what we really need to do is to stop those people from getting vaccinated in July, because what we've shown now with three studies or four studies have shown that after 6 months, a couple of the strains, you're not going to have much protection. Two other strains, you can have great protection, but two strains, you're not going to have very good protection. So we really are going to be pushing next year. You're going to start to see more people say, we don't want you to get vaccinated until mid-October, because really, we haven't seen a flu hit really bad. You know, we've had it in November, but really not in September, October.
Doc, how often do you see people misdiagnose themselves? They say, oh, you know what? I'm a little under the weather. I must have the flu. And then they go see you and you say, no, that's something else, or that's part of the effects of a cold, maybe.
Exactly. So there's two good points that you made right there. One is that, you know, the flu, a lot of people say, I think I have the flu, when in fact they do just have a bad upper respiratory cold. And the tough part for us is to educate people to let you know, when you have the flu, it hits hard and it hits pretty quickly. You're feeling fine and then bam, you have 103 fever, your muscle aches and your body aches, versus I had a little sniffle, now I'm just starting to cough, now I'm like a little congested. And the reason I make those differences is for influenza, if you didn't get vaccinated, we need to see you within those first 48 hours in order to give you medication that's going to help you. For the cold people, we often tell them, hey, if it's just a cold, let it run its course. So you're saying, well, make up your mind. Do you want to see us early or do you want to see us later? Do you don't want to see us at all? So it's really knowing that influenza, high fever, feel like someone beat you up, and comes on very quickly.
So again, just to reiterate the timing part of this, you anticipate, though I don't think there are final decisions to have made, you anticipate that folks who are getting their shot in the summer would get it later, maybe in the fall, and those of us who got it in the fall would push it back to what, late in the year?
No, in the fall is fine. You know, I still think if you look at all these studies, they're talking about instead of people feeling like you had a full year's worth of immunity from this vaccine, you're probably seeing you're going to have more like 6 months. So if you look historically with us, influenza has hit, you know, a couple of years ago it hit in December, but most of the time it's January, February, March. So if you back it up from there, and I always want people protected by Thanksgiving because of the amount of travel and the amount, because even though we may not have influenza here, Thanksgiving is a huge travel time. Lots of people come through airports and spread disease across the country. So get it, I would say, mid-October, late October at the latest, because you want to make sure you're protected before Thanksgiving.
All right, so let's run through a couple things here. Folks didn't get the shot. Any good news there?
Yeah, two things. You know, one, you still can get the shot because this is going to go on for at least another couple months. So you are protected for the next 2 weeks, but you will get good protection. The other thing that's probably more important is people that are anti-shot, that the strains that we're seeing right now, very sensitive to Tamiflu and Relenza. So that's the point of what Andrea's question. Make sure if you think you have influenza, get in quickly, because we have to get you on that medicine within the first 48 hours for it to really work, for it to be helpful at all.
All right, and again, this is important too. Get the right shot, how do we know what the right shot is? The doctor's supposed to know, right?
Correct. The doctor will know, you know, and really the right shot for the individual, you know, under the age of, say, 55, you're just going to be asked, do you want the trivalent? In other words, you want the one that covers three strains or do you want the one that covers four? You know, value.
Load me up. Give me the max.
Exactly. Get the one that covers four. For seniors, make sure you're getting the high dose. We know your immune system does not respond as well as someone that's young and healthy, so we give you a little bit more to boost that up. And again, seniors, get it in the morning and get the high dose.
And the common sense thing, if you are sick and you have the flu, stay away from people who are sick, as in don't go to a hospital to visit a friend. I mean, you know, their immune systems are compromised already.
Can't say enough about that. You know, every hospital you walk into right now has big signs. If you're sick, you know, cover, you know, we have masks at the front door for people. Really, the bigger message is exactly what you said. Don't even come to the hospital. Don't call that individual. Instead of giving them the flu, give them a phone call. And there's another thing there, too. We don't want our employees to get sick because we're just like any other company, except we run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we're taking care of sick people. We can't afford to have our med staff or our medical staff or our nursing staff devastated with influenza. That being said, our vaccination rate in the hospital is 100%. So, I mean, all our employees get the vaccine.
All right. So if people are listening now, they go, okay, Steve, normally I don't listen to you that closely because you're a fool. I'm trying to pay attention here. I like Doc most. It's my favorite segment. This is Larry Wirt talking, by the way. And they're saying, could I still get a flu shot today? Is it too late today to go get a flu shot? What's the answer?
No. If you have not gotten a flu shot, go get one today. You know, if you look around, and depending on where you work, it's amazing right now. I can't tell you how many people I saw, you know, that said, oh, my gosh, there's 10 people out from work. There's 8 people out from work. No one's even on my floor. So it is hitting now. But you have to realize that getting it today, it's not going to work for 2 weeks. So if you say, oh, you know what, I'll get it towards the end of the week. Every day you postpone is just pushing it back. And eventually you're going to hit to a point where it's like, well, the influenza peak has occurred. It's now waning down. And now the vaccine is really not going to be worth much as far as protection.
I'm scanning a bunch of text or questions. What if you're allergic to eggs is one of them?
Yes, don't have to worry about egg allergies anymore. You just have to make sure that where you get it is a cell-based vaccine, which is almost the majority of them now. So just ask your doctor if you have a cell-based vaccine and you're able to get it because there's no eggs used in that.
Finally, do you have any idea what happened to Solange Knowles' hair last night at the Grammys? No? Nothing?
No
idea?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It's a medical mystery.
Mystery for us. Thanks, buddy. Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Take care.
Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better.